Morning, everyone.
Morning.
I'm glad you all can make it today. In our Western culture today, especially around the time of Black Friday and Cyber Monday, it seems everyone is out to get the most they can for the best price. And they're willing to do almost anything to get what they want. They don't care what they do or who they hurt in the process. It seems as greed has taken over and they can no longer think rationally. How much do you, how much do I, get caught up in this culture of greed? Let's take a look at greed today and let's take a look in the Bible and see what it has to say about it. If you will, turn to Proverbs, chapter 15, verse 27. Proverbs 15 and verse 27. It says, "He who is greedy for gain troubles his own house, but he who hates bribes will live." Don't be greedy. Now, if you will, we'll go over to 2 Kings 5. 2 Kings chapter 5, and we'll look at an example here, beginning in verse 9. The backstory: this was Naaman, which was the commander of the army of the king of Syria at the time. And he was a leper, he had leprosy, and he sends a letter to the king of Israel to be healed by Elijah. Beginning in verse 9, Naaman went with his horses and chariots and stood at the door of Elijah's house. And Elijah's sent a messenger to him saying, "Go, wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh shall be restored to you, and you shall be clean." Naaman was furious about this. He thought it was beneath him to just go down to the water and dip in 7 times, thinking that the water of his homeland was the water of the Jordan wasn't any better than the waters of his homeland. And so we'll drop down to verse 14. "So he went down and dipped 7 times in the Jordan, according to the sayings of the man of God, and his flesh was restored, like the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. And he returned to the man of God and all his aides, and came and stood before him and said, 'Indeed, now I know that there is no God in all the earth except in Israel. Now, therefore, please take a gift from your servant.' But he said, 'As the Lord lives, before whom I stand, I will receive nothing.' That's what Elijah replied. And he urged him to take it, but he refused. So Naaman said, 'Then if not,'" and then, we don't need to read that. We'll skip down to 19. So Elijah refused the gifts. Then 19, he says to him, "Go in peace." So he departed from him a short distance. So now we have the backdrop of the story here to get to the main point of how this relates to greed. In verse 20, "But Gehazi, the servant of Elijah, the man of God, said, 'Look, my master has spared Naaman the Syrian, while not receiving from his hands what he brought. But as the Lord lives, I will run after him and take something from him.' So Gehazi pursued Naaman And while Naaman saw him running after him, he got down from his chariot to meet him and said, "Is all well?" And he said, "All is well. My master has sent me, saying, 'Indeed, just now two young men of the sons of the prophets have come to me from the mountains of Ephraim. Please give them a talent of silver and two changes of garments.'" So Naaman said, "Please take two talents." And he urged him and bound the talents of silver into two bags and the two changes of garments and handed them to two of his servants, and they carried them on ahead of him. And he came to them and met them at the hill, and he took them from their hand and stored them away in the house. And then he let the men go, and they departed. Verse 25, notice. Now he went and he stood before his master. Elijah said to him, "Where did you go, Gehazi?" And he said, "Your servant did not go anywhere." And he said to him, And then verse 26. And he said to him, "Did not my heart go with you when the man turned back from his chariot to meet you? Is it time to receive clothing, olive groves and vineyards, sheep and oxen, male and female servants? Therefore the leprosy of Naaman shall cling to you and your descendants forever." And he went out from his presence leprous, white as snow. Here we can see from this account of Elijah's servant Gehazi that greed leads to other sins. Gehazi's greed caused him to sin by lying in order to get the goods, the clothing, and the talents of silver. Also, greed is mentioned over in 1 Timothy chapter 3. We'll see more about greed. In 1 Timothy chapter 3. Beginning in verse 1. "This is a faithful saying: if a man desires the position of a bishop, he desires a good work. A bishop must be blameless, the husband of one wife, temperate, sober-minded, of good behavior, hospitable, able to teach, not given to wine, not violent, not greedy for money, but gentle, not quarrelsome, not covet. So there we see that being not greedy for money is listed as a requirement for being a bishop. And also down in verse 8, it's listed for a requirement for being a deacon. So now we'll move on to Ecclesiastes chapter 5. And beginning in verse 10. Ecclesiastes 5, beginning in verse 10. "He who loves silver will not be satisfied with silver, nor he who loves abundance with increase. This also is vanity." And if you drop down to verse 15, "As he came from his mother's womb, naked shall he return, to go as he came, and he shall take nothing from his labor, which he may carry away in his hand." Now we'll go on to Luke chapter 12. Luke chapter 12, beginning in verse 13. Luke 12:13. Now one from the crowd said to him, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me." But he said to him, "Man, who made me a judge or an arbitrator over you?" And he said to them, "Take heed and beware of the covetousness of one's life does not consist of the abundance of things he possesses." 16. Then he spoke a parable to them, saying, "The ground of a certain rich man yielded plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, 'What shall I do, since I have no room to store my crops?' So he said, 'I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I store all the my crops and goods. And I shall say to my soul, Soul, you have many goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him, 'Fool, this night your soul will be required of you, and then whose will those things be which you have provided?'" Verse 21. So is he who lays up treasures for himself and is not rich towards God. Now to go along with this, let's turn over to Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6 and beginning in verse 19. Matthew 6, 19. "Do not lay up for yourselves treasure on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal." Verse 21. For where your treasure is, there also your heart will be. From these last three scriptures that we read, we can see that we should lay up treasure in heaven for the future in God's kingdom. Now, if you will, come with me to 1 Timothy, chapter 6, verse 6. 1 Timothy 6. Beginning in verse 6. "Now, godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out of it. And having food and clothing, with these we shall be content. But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and harmful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness and piercing themselves through in many sorrows." And now to go with this, for this last point, to wrap this up, if you will, please turn with me to Luke 12. Back to Luke 12, and we'll pick up where we left off in verse 22. Luke 12, 22. It says, "Then he said to his disciples, 'Therefore I say to you, Do not worry about your life, what you shall eat, nor about the body, what you shall put on. Life is more than food, and the body is more than clothing. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, they have neither storehouses nor barn, and God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than birds? And which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to a stature? If then you are not able to do the least, why are you anxious for the rest? Consider the lilies and how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you, even Solomon, in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. If then God so clothes the grass, which is today, is in the field, and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith? And do not seek what you should eat or what you should drink, nor have an anxious mind. For all these things the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knows that you need these things. But seek the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added to you. Don't be greedy, but rather be content, and lay up treasure in the soon coming kingdom of God.